B-Pod Studios.
So Lindsay is on the phone, and she's our spring breaker in distress. She hit us up on socials and sent us a DM saying that she went to the Bahamas, and all hell broke loose on this vacation within hours of them getting there.
They got to the hotel. There wasn't even a reservation under their name.
Yeah, and they have no money left, basically.
Mm. All right, let's talk with Lindsay. Welcome to the Mani, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
So it's 7 in the morning. Have you been to sleep yet, or are you just waking up to talk to us?
No, I haven't been to sleep yet.
Yeah, spring break.
Yeah, so you're down there, and you're trying to tough it out until the weekend.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, we got lots of questions.
Beautiful? I don't know.
Lindsay, in your original message to us, you said that you got to the Bahamas. There was something wrong with the hotel room. They didn't have your reservation. Where have you been staying?
We're down here with a group, and so we've been just crashing on my friend's floor. But my roommate, who's a girl, and I, who originally booked the hotel room together, we're the only two girls in this friend group, and so we're staying with these two guys. So, we're just sleeping on the floor of their hotel room. There's just, guys are disgusting. Like, I woke up this morning and there were just boxers, 3 inches from my face. It was just really gross.
Or what happened with the hotel room? Because when Loren read your DM to us, you said that your roommate booked the hotel in the Bahamas. When the cab took you there, you didn't have a reservation. One person sent us a text message and said that they think that your roommate maybe lied the whole time and never had a reservation just to get you down there.
That's exactly what happened. So, she booked the hotel, but her credit card was declined, and she just never told me.
Whoa, so she knew about it going in.
She just kept saying, oh, it's no big deal, it's no big deal. We'll just figure something out when we get there.
Well, it's kind of a big deal, especially you get there, you have, $50 to your, $60 to your name, you said, and then you ended up paying somebody $50 to help you make some money?
Oh, yeah, tell us about that. Yeah. And then the guys took your money and never came back.
Yes. So these two guys, approached us in the lobby, and they were like, hey, we heard you're having trouble. We've got a quick way for you to make money. It's totally legal. They just wanted us to go out to this yacht party, a day party on a yacht. Uh-huh. They just wanted us to, dance, just in our bikinis. Nothing, super seedy.
Okay.
And they were like, but we need $50 to get out to the yacht. And so we were like, okay. So we gave them basically, our last $50. And then they never came to pick us up. So they, took all our money. So, we had nothing.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I wouldn't be giving strangers that just walk up to you in a lobby money, especially when you're in a different country. Heck, I went to New York City and I knew not to talk to the people in Times Square.
But Roy, Billy McFarland seemed so nice when he approached us.
Right?
And he said, hey, I have a festival I'm putting together.
Lindsay, why not just borrow money from the people that you were with? I mean, if you're crashing on their floor anyway.
I mean, we are doing that. They're feeding us, and when we go to Bonner's, we're borrowing from them. But I can't keep racking up the tab, and also I feel bad. And also I'm really pissed at my roommate.
Okay.
So all in all, has your trip been fun, all things considered?
I mean, I'm not the type of person to just stay mad. I mean, we're in a beautiful place. It's spring break. I'm young. It's okay.
How old are you?
Okay. It's been... I'm 21.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. So you're trying to figure life out with a nice little spring break. How's your sunburn, by the way?
I mean, it hurts.
All right. What are we going to do? Because somebody, a lot of people actually said that they would Venmo you money if that was what you needed.
Oh my God, I could never accept that. Oh my God. But no, I caved. I had to call my dad. I had to.
What did he say?
Oh, he was so pissed.
Yeah.
He's so mad. Yeah, he's going to, like, I'm actually going today to go, he's, like, wiring us some money to, like, a legit place, and we're going to go pick it up, and then we're going to stay in a hotel for our last 2 days there.
Okay.
But, like...
Anybody else feel like this is not going to work out? Like, the legit place is going to be a shack somewhere, and she's going to have to give 100 to get 200?
Yeah.
Don't give anybody more money.
It's definitely legit. It's a Western Union. I'm not letting my roommate do any talking anymore. She's not allowed. We're not, so, like.
Yes, and just stay in your hotel resort. Just stay in your room. Don't even go out.
Yeah, look at everybody else enjoying spring break right from your room. All right, Lindsay, thanks for DMing us and then eventually calling us. We appreciate it. We don't want to run your call up anymore with this.
I think Dad's paying for it anyway.
Yeah. All right, good luck, Lindsay. Let us know if you need anything, if you get in serious trouble, okay?
All right, thank you, guys.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So, Lindsay sounds like she's in a better place right now, but she had to tell her dad the bad news to get the money sent to her. So now we have to ask you, MRL Show fam, time to get involved and get on the phones. What news did you have to break to your mom or dad that made them say, when you get back home, especially as an adult, that you're in trouble?
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call and we'll talk to you coming up in 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show.
Daniel, if you don't know, is one of our new country callers, Farmer Daniel from Burke County.
Yep.
When did you have to break news to your parents and tell them some bad news, something went down? We're asking this because we just...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Got off the phone with Lindsay, our spring breaker, who's stuck in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
She had to ask her dad for money.
Did you never have to break anything bad to your parents?
I mean, we'll be here all day. My parents aged because of me.
This is Cindy in Rock Hill. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. Listen to you guys every morning.
Thanks, Cindy. That's awesome. Thanks a lot.
Hey, so my family and I, we went to Myrtle Beach a couple years ago on vacation. My brother, you know, being a typical teenager, he's like, I'm going to take the car and sneaks out when mom is sleeping. Long story short, he ended up getting the car towed. So he called me like 3 a.m. He's like, they took the car. They're charging me $450 to take it out. Ooh. I'm freaking out. I'm only like 18 or 19. I was like, I don't have that kind of money. My mom was asleep. So I was like, I have mom's rent money.
Oh,
because she told me to hold it for her so that she wouldn't spend it.
Mom gave you the rent money?
Yeah, she gave it to me. I'm like a right hand man, you know. So she was like, I know you won't touch it. So I was like, we need a car to get back home. So we got the car out, and, you know, we're, like, pacing in the room. We're like, well, how are we going to tell her? My mom's a ninja, so she had, like, a sixth sense.
Yeah.
She was like, okay, what the heck is going on? And, like, we told her, and she cursed at us in Spanish, English. I'm pretty sure some Japanese was thrown in there, too.
Thanks, Cindy.
Oh, my gosh.
Using the rent money to get the car towed is probably a bad conversation.
I couldn't get over the fact she was... asking her child to hold the rent money. She trusted the child more than herself.
Yeah, that's a good mom.
That is a good mom. Molly in Charlotte.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I adore you guys.
Good morning. We adore you. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you. I'm actually here with my little cousin, Sarah Tiafrio. She wanted her name on the radio.
Hi, Sarah.
So I just wanted to tell you guys about a time when I was 17 years old. My parents bought me... used car. It was my very first car, and they had a beautiful bow sitting on top of it, and they pulled it up in front of the house, and it was a huge surprise. It was wonderful. I took that car out to work. I was at work for about 4 hours. I had the car for about a total of 8 hours, and I completely totaled it.
Ooh. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Were you okay?
My parents were just destroyed. Yes, I was okay, and they were thankful that I was okay. But you can tell that they were not so happy.
That's
with me.
A tough call. Yeah. That is a tough phone call, man.
Did you get another car after that, or were they like, you know what, you're just not ready?
It took about a year for me to get another car after that.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Molly. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good day. Bye.
Uh-huh. I almost got arrested for trespassing when I was a senior in high school, and the cop wanted to call my dad, and I was like, nope, I'll just go to jail.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.